What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're here off bettingpros.com. And as always, we're being brought to you by BetMGM. Welcome to Thursday, day one of the Masters. The first time that we will ever have a Masters tournament going on at the same time as a football game. Now, it's Thursday night football, Indianapolis at the Tennessee Titans, but it's the same day, right? Not the same time, I guess, but the same day. So we've got early start times all over the place, so I'm hoping you guys can get to this early. I know this is a little bit of a problem because I had to talk to a couple different people yesterday before I could give you the picks. So I'm going to put this out. It's 8:18 Pacific time. We're going to go 2-0 on our plays. I had to wait till both those plays looked safe. Central Michigan wins in a laugher, laying the 7.5, and then we got the over for the Toledo and Western Michigan game, so I just had to make sure that we were going to go 2-0 before that. So 4-0 over the last 2 days, up basically 2 units. I probably should have bet more, but hey, you know, we'll take it, right? I mean, you know, plus 0.45 units on every one of these plays, so not bad. We'll take it every time, and we're not, you know, not going to sneeze at a 4-0 mark over the last 2 days. Probably should have been betting more, but you know, watch me bet more than lose. So half a units on those games. We'll take the plus money heading into the weekend, heading into Thursday night football and round one of the Masters. So here's what I'm going to do. I have got four plays that I have made that are my favorite four plays for the Masters, and then one play on the game tonight, Colts at the Titans, okay? So it's a little bit more than I normally get into, so I'm going to go quickly here. I'm going to give you the read here for BetMGM, the offer that they've got for you guys here for new users for the Masters, and then we'll go through the picks. I have spent the better part of, I don't know, today on the phone talking to people, talking to sharp betting people, talking to my golf friends. I've got people in the golf world that I lean on heavily in big tournaments. For the everyday tournament, if you remember going back to the beginning part of the pandemic, I was god-awful at golf. I feel good about these plays after the people that I talk to. If you like Bryson DeChambeau, however, you're going to be mad at me. If you've already bet Bryson DeChambeau, you're going to be mad at me. But first and foremost, let me tell you about BetMGM, the offer that's available right now for you guys who are in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. You get a new account. You bet $1 on one golfer to win the Masters. Anybody makes a birdie in the tournament, they give you $100. They're giving you $100, okay, of free bets at BetMGM with the bonus code JUICE100, promo code JUICE100. You're going to win $100 with a birdie, a $1 bet on a player to win the Masters. Very simple, very easy. Terms and conditions, go to BetMGM.com. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's talk about Augusta National. Have you guys ever been there? I have been fortunate enough to have gone. Only once, but I went for a Wednesday. I went on a practice round, and I went and watched and walked the entire course. I've been on every hole. I went to the par 3 tournament, one of the last times that Jack, Arnie, and Gary Player played together in the par 3 tournaments. It was an epic experience, an incredible moment, an awesome time. The course in person is unlike anything you see on TV. The hills, the level changes, the greens, the slopes, everything is just amped up 25, 30 times than it is on TV or on a live stream. It is gorgeous. It is pristine. Every blade of grass is in a perfect position. It is just an amazing place to just walk. Forget play. Just walk it. Never played it. Just to walk it. Here's the thing about Augusta National. It is not a driving man's golf course. If you think about Zach Johnson, the fact that he's won the green jacket, this course is about thinking, but not thinking in the way that Bryson DeChambeau is going to think. Not overthinking it. Not trying to find some advantage. Not bludgeoning the thing to death. It's about being in the right place at the right time on the right hole. It's about your second shot. It's not about your tee shot. All right, so when Dustin Johnson goes out there, watch his short game. Watch the way he hits approach shots. He's got as much length as anybody on tour. He just chooses not to use it all the time. He doesn't need it. He'd rather not hit a 375-yard drive because he wants to hit a full shot into a green with enough spin to hold the ball in position below the hole. Being below the hole at Augusta National is so very important. And if you go long at some of these holes, you're dead. You're just dead. And Bryson DeChambeau is coming to this golf course with a 48-inch driver with the idea of just overpowering Augusta National. I don't believe it's going to work. All right? It might work, and I might be dead wrong. And if I'm dead wrong, I'm going to lose a bunch of bets. Okay? But I am fading Bryson DeChambeau. I am fading him at this golf course, in particular with the weather that's coming up here. I just don't believe that Bryson is going to play this golf course the way you have to play this golf course. So I have one bet for you on who I think is going to win this golf tournament. For everyone I have spoken to, from people that have seen Dustin Johnson recently play golf, people have talked to Dustin Johnson, people who are talking about Dustin Johnson in golf circles, Dustin Johnson's playing the best golf he has played in a very long time, and it's his time. He's never won the Masters. His best finish is second. He's never won this tournament. This is his time. I got Dustin Johnson at plus 850 to win the Masters. I put a quarter unit on it. You can put on as much as you want there. I know the strategy of sprinkling four to five different golfers to win this thing. I get it. I do. Just not going to recommend doing it. Why? Because it's really hard to pick a winner. So I figured just give you one winner and then try to cash on a couple other wagers and head-to-heads because that's how I bet golf. I don't bet golf, you know, picking one winner. It's like throwing, you know, trying to hit a bullseye on a dartboard with your eyes closed. It's not easy to do. So you just close your eyes and throw it. Nah. But I think Dustin Johnson's going to win this thing, okay? So at plus 850, that's where I got it at. Hopefully you guys can get something similar. You should get at least 8-1, all right? At least 8-1 on this bet. But so I'm going Dustin Johnson, quarter unit, 0.25 units, quarter unit on Dustin Johnson to win this tournament. Okay, let's talk head-to-heads. I have two full tournament head-to-heads going, and I have one first-round tournament going. Bubba Watson versus Colin Morikawa. Really, this is where it gets tricky because your golf betting options for your book may be different than my betting options, all right? So I fully understand that what I'm betting at BetMGM and Circus Sports and the Westgate, what I'm betting here in Vegas could be very different than what you guys are betting. But I'm just, the idea of this podcast is I'm telling you what I'm betting and you can fade or follow it. So if you can find Bubba Watson against Colin Morikawa head-to-head in the first round, I've got Bubba Watson winning at minus 112. Half a unit on Bubba Watson to do this. Here's what I have been told, and this is what I believe. Lefties have a big advantage at Augusta National. And for a guy like Colin Morikawa, who does not have much experience at Augusta National, this is going to be a pretty big moment for him. He's a young guy. This is the mecca of golf. He could come out and play very well. He's a very smart player. He could play great in rounds two, rounds three, rounds four. But in round one, Bubba, who has worn a green jacket, who's got the power, who's got the right to left ball movement that you need at Augusta National, who is striking the ball incredibly well right now, Bubba Watson over Colin Morikawa head-to-head for the first round at minus 112, half a unit on that for Thursday. All right, that's for tomorrow for round one. The other two head-to-heads are full course, full tournament, and they both are fading Bryson DeChambeau. Rory McIlroy has not won this event. Rory McIlroy, I don't believe, will win this event. Rory McIlroy, by all accounts right now, is having a difficult time with his putter. But every other part of his game has come around. He's striking the ball well, he's driving the ball well, and he likes the fact that he is a bit under the radar here because everyone's talking about Bryson. Bryson, Bryson, Bryson. All the money. Tons of money have come in here on Bryson DeChambeau, both professionally and for the public. And this is an inflection point for golf. If Bryson DeChambeau goes out and shoots a 64 in the first round of the Masters, and he just eviscerates the golf course, golf is going to have to adjust. The Masters will have to adjust. I don't think the course is going to have to do that because what Tiger was so good with, he wasn't just long. He knew where to put the ball. He knew his second shot was so important. He was a student of the game. And let's be frank, Bryson DeChambeau's second shots are where he has problems. He's short irons. It's where he has problems. And I think that's where he's going to struggle again here. Not off the tee. He'll hit these bazooka drives. but I think he'll struggle off the tee. He can putt pretty well, but I think the second shot is going to be his bugaboo. And I think Rory McIlroy is going to finish ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. I got that at plus money, at plus 100 for Rory McIlroy over Bryson DeChambeau in a head-to-head at a half a unit. And the other half a unit, full tournament, John Rahm, the dude who skipped the ball up onto the green and got the hole-in-one during one of the practice rounds that everybody was so gaga over. John Rahm is the best player in the world. The dude's playing incredible golf. He very well might win this thing. I got John Rahm in a head-to-head against Bryson DeChambeau, minus 130 at a half a unit. Taking John Rahm, and if you want to tell me John Rahm wins this thing, I'm not going to fight it at all. And just for the record, in case you guys are like completely blown away by that trick shot is done by every golfer who plays a practice round every week, the week of the Masters. It's a tradition. Skipping the ball up onto the green, it's been done numerous times. It's been done, you know, you throw four or five balls down and you just go ahead and whack at it. So, yes, somebody was there taping it, and somebody put it out there, and it's an incredible shot. Don't get me wrong. It's an amazing shot. I could, if you gave me 100 attempts, I could not do that. Not even close. But as somebody who has watched other golfers skip the ball onto the green and skip the ball really close to the hole because it's all about getting it up on the slope of that green, it just runs and funnels right back down to the hole. I mean, I was kind of like, great shot. That's amazing. I didn't expect it to go viral, and everyone was like, what is this wizardry? It's like, okay. I mean, not to kind of pee in the punch bowl, but come on. Let's realize how many times those guys attempt that shot over and over again every single year and how many different players have done that without cameras rolling. So just my little soapbox moment there. So, all right. So for the Masters, before I give you the football play tonight, for the Masters, Dustin Johnson to win the tournament at 0.25 units at plus 850. First round, Bubba Watson over Colin Morikawa, head-to-head, half a unit at minus 112. Full tournament, Rory McIlroy over Bryson DeChambeau, plus 100 on Rory at a half a unit. Other unit, full tournament, John Rahm over Bryson DeChambeau, head-to-head at minus 130 at a half a unit. Those are my four plays, my four favorite plays for the Masters. I have more going, but that's just what I'm going to give you guys. Those are my four favorite. I can't spend the whole time giving you like 15 plays on the Masters, but it's the Masters. I'm a golfer. I love golf. I bet crazy here. I'm going to be betting all weekend. I'm going to be doing in-game as much as I can and trying to find different angles and adding whatever I can bet on, I'm going to bet on. It's the Masters. My gosh. But normally this is April. Normally I'm not dealing with a football bankroll, so it makes it a little bit of a different world. I have a bit more to play with, so it's a little bit of a different spin to play in a November Masters. But let's talk football for a second. So the Titans are hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Number was 2.5. It has totally flipped. Here's where I am going to apologize to you guys for a couple of things immediately. I was waiting for it to go to plus 1. I don't know at the time of taping, I'm not sure where the number is, but it went to plus 1. And when it did, I went on the Discord chat, bettingpros.com/chat, bettingpros.com/chat, into our Discord channel for the Daily Juice, and I said, look, if you can find plus 1, same game, teaser. Now, I know not all you guys can do that at your book, so for a second apology, there's the second apology. First is, I got it at plus 1 for the Titans. Second apology is, I teased it. The number has been put out there. Our friend Alan Bell from CBS Sports had this last week, but teams that are at home playing a divisional opponent catching points are 12-1 against the spread this year. Now, trends don't mean jack. Okay, I'm not pointing out a trend saying this is, but I'm getting 7 points now. I have a 7-point dog. I took the total from 49, pulled it down to 43, and I bet the over. In most games in the NFL, we're not going to see, these defenses are good, but I'd be really surprised if we're not looking at a game that's somewhere in like the 28 to 21 range, right? I mean, I'll be very surprised if both these offenses aren't putting up points. In particular, T.Y. Hilton's playing, okay? I know that's a big reason why the number flipped from 2.5 to minus, to 2.5 for the Titans to plus 1 for the Titans. But I think the Titans are the right side anyway. I think they're at home. I like their defense. I know Adoree Jackson's not playing, so that's a big loss, but T.Y. in and Jackson out, another reason why people are putting money on the Colts. But I'm not a big Colt fan. If you've listened to my podcast alongside Dan Harris, where we do the Betting Pros NFL podcast every week, you know how I feel about the Colts. I've been wrong about the Colts a lot. So you may say, oh, I'm all over Indianapolis, man. They're playing so great. Look what they just did last weekend. And then look at the Titans. They've been scuffling. Okay. I have a bet on the Titans to win 10 games. This game here, they play the Colts. Two of the next 3 weeks, they play the Ravens next week. They need to win their home games. And they need to beat their teams, these teams like the Colts at home. Big game for the Titans. Big, big game for the Titans on a short week. So I like the Titans at +1, but I teased it. Same game teaser for one unit to +7, Titans over 43 at -125 for a full unit. So those are the plays here for us on a Thursday. Dustin Johnson to win the Masters. Bubba over Morikawa in the first round. Rory over Bryson for the tournament. Rahm over Bryson for the tournament. And same game teaser, Titans +7 over 43 on Thursday Night Football. My name is Matt Perrault. Make sure you hang out with us in our Discord chat channel throughout the Masters, throughout the entire weekend. It's going to be a ton of fun. We got college football on Saturday. We've got NFL football on Sunday and Masters betting throughout. I will have other plays throughout the weekend. I will have other things that jump up and things that make sense, but those are our initial plays for the Masters heading into Thursday's opening round. Follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.